Snowdrop ignored the comment and began her explanation.
I was wondering what a third of a lifetime had to do with our search. Then I remembered. We have three parts to each day. One third is used for work, the second for eating and enjoyment, the third part set aside for sleep. So, for a third of her lifetime, Sister Jemima would be lying in her bed, which was about here, right? I'm lying on my side, just as she might have. So what could she see from her sideways position?
Giddy spoke up.
The window and the curtains, I suppose. Though the curtains are nothing but tattered rags now.
Snowdrop continued.
Yes, but a long time ago, they could either block out the night or let in the daylight. Now tell me, what holds the curtains up?
Skipper shrugged.
Probably a curtain rail.
Without warning, Giddy gave a great leap. He went bounding up the window frame and tore the curtain rail from the staples which it held us.
Jemima used it as a curtain rail. This is the Lance of Corium.
Skipper scratched his whiskers in bewilderment.
Sink me, rudder. It's been laying up there in full view all the time. How did you guess that was it, young'un?
Giddy brandished the ancient weapon triumphantly.
I never guessed anything, Skip. I worked it out a moment ago. You know how good I am at anagrams. Well, listen to this. Tell me what we call coward in at. Well, what would you call a coward?
Skipper pondered a moment before replying.
A lily-livered, spineless toad! Begging your pardons for the language, Marms.
Giddy shook his head.
They're not the names I'm after. How about calling a coward a cur?
Skipper repeated the name.
Cur. Oi, that's a good one.
Giddy continued.
Now look at the last two words of that line, in at. Move them about and they become tain. Add the cur and what do you have?
The otter smiled brightly.
Curtain! Curtain!
Sister Snowdrop looked over her small square glasses.
And you'll find your heart's desire by adding a backward liar. Liar spelled backwards is rail, you see?
Abbess Lysian clapped her paws.
How clever! Curtain rail! What splendid creatures my red rollers are! The Lance of Corium has been up there for ages, pretending to be a curtain rail.
Skipper took hold of the lance, examining it carefully.
"'Tis a fine old weapon, sure enough. Made of good hard wood. I've never seen timber like this afore. Good balance, too. A real warrior's lance. Look at the middle. Made of silver."
Spitting on the metal, he rubbed dust on it, then polished it against his tunic until it glittered.
"Aye! Silver! Didn't the story say that the lance was smashed and old Corium mended it by wedging a silver sleeve over the broken bits?" A clever piece of work.
Touching one of the lance tips, the abbess shuddered.
Beautiful but dangerous, like most weapons, built for only one purpose, to kill. Things like this frighten me.
Ahoy upstairs, here's your rope coming up.
Brink had returned again. He threw the rope, but not high enough. It snagged on a ledge lower down. Skipper reached out and looped it over the lance tip. He hauled the rope up and braced it round himself.
I'll lower you down, one at a time. You first, sister.
Once they were safely back with the main party, Mole Mum Burby hugged her friend the abbess.
I'm serpently glad to see you back in one piece, my dearie. Mayhaps, us'uns should be taking tea and cakes down in ye kitchings.